The Tennessee Titans have hired new staff, brought in new players, and mounted a major marketing push, all in hopes of reviving interest in what is supposed to be Nashville's favorite football team. The question is it working? WPLN's Jason Moon Wilkins reports.
You may have noticed Titans popping up all over town this year. Marcus Mariota showing up at Predators playoff games, other franchise faces hosting community events and showing up at concerts. It recalls the early days of the Tennessee Oilers, when Eddie George would be signing autographs at the Cool Springs Mall, or Steve McNair would show up at a random Kroger. After that team turned into the Titans and started winning, the marketing surge slowed. Titans Senior Vice President Stuart Spears says the team's new leadership knows that after years of losing, they have to do more to fire up the fans.
We came into this year with a knowledge and an understanding that we needed to be more aggressive than we have in the past, and that there's a realization throughout the organization that there's a lot of work to be done.
He says that work has started to pay off. Season ticket sales are up, but none of their games for this fall have sold out yet. Officially, the Titans have reported selling out every game at Nissan Stadium since 1999, but last year, the team admitted to inflating attendance numbers to avoid local TV blackouts. Since then, the organization has made changes to their ticketing operations, and Spears says they are confident that won't happen again. Spears is also confident the Titans will continue their sellout streak, but acknowledges they still have some work to do. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.